the persons in this book exist and are called by their real names. Anyone objecting to this could find themselves in costly and interminable litigation. I am probably Jewish. Let's face it, possums. Shake anyone's family tree, and more often than not, a Red Sea pedestrian falls out, and on his feet. Whenever I am anywhere, a bit cosmopolitan, people give me spooky looks, as though I'm a long-lost relation, and let's face it, I am a survivor with a story to tell. And this is it. It's a funny thought that there'll be millions of people listening to this bestseller, some voluntarily, many as a compulsory school subject, who've never heard of me. What a vain woman I would be if I thought everyone on the planet adored me. Chances are you might think this is just another showbiz autobiography, written by a ghost for some stupid, empty-headed glamour puss. No way. This book is going to give new hope to zillions of men and women across the ethno-socio-economic board, because it is the true story of one woman's journey from the kitchen sink to the corridors of power. A woman who has nonetheless remained natural, approachable, and let's face it, humble. I am definitely an Australian, because that's where I was born a good deal less than a century ago. When you come from a wonderful country like mine, you don't delve into your ancestry too deeply, or you didn't until recently. You see, in the olden days, Australia was a dumping ground for British incorrigibles. Now it's the other way around, isn't it? And we tend to send quite a few high-powered scallywags to England, where they invariably set the cat amongst the pigeons, buying polo teams, newspapers, and Van Goghs. I'll never forget the day when my wonderful mother locked me in the box room. I think I might have been naughty that afternoon, although I was probably only portraying early signs of brilliant megastardom. I can still hear her voice, as though down a long tunnel. "Leave Daphne alone!" as the door slammed behind me. There was no window, and I sat sobbing on the floor, feeling resentment towards my mother. Suddenly, I spied an old chest of drawers. The bottom drawer appeared to be empty, except for what looked like a grubby pair of striped gym jams and a rabbit trap. What could it mean? My little mauve head buzzed with conjecture. It was only many years later that I unravelled the strange and terrible mystery that lurked in our family's box room.